never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
My owns, lovely to meet her, Heidi Meyer. Now, Heidi is from Cloud 9. Now, Cloud 9, you guys do decluttering here, Heidi.
Yes, we do.
So I see office or house. So what would be your definition of a place that needs decluttering? I've got my house in my mind here.
Ooh, mine too.
So you walk into the house and what?
Well, if there are things all over the show, things on surfaces, stuff on the floors, things don't have proper homes, things are just all over the show.
So what if you have a lot of stuff, like a lot of little things? David Stefan Veltz, the auctioneer.
Yes.
I almost forgot from Kachelkak.
Is he good at your beef?
Is that a problem?
It depends. If people love it and they actually, how should I say? That doesn't count.
No.
Sentiment doesn't count.
Really?
Sentiment does count. But kachelkak, I would say, are things that you don't love.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't really like. You just keep it because somebody has given it to you.
Mm.
And you hang on to it because of that reason.
So I've got a collection of little teaspoons that I inherited.
All right, collections is something totally different. If you collect and you basically display it properly, then it's no problem. But if you have a collection that gathers dust, and amongst the collection you have papers, and old tissues and dust bunnies. You know what I talk about when I talk about dust bunnies?
Yeah.
So things that collect dust.
Yes.
So dust
bunnies are basically that time when the dust starts rolling, you know, like hairy dust. That's what I call dust bunnies.
Doesn't it fail?
Yeah, my dad is on file.
Give an example of like worst case that you've experienced in trying to declutter a place.
I couldn't get into the front door anymore.
Sure.
So I had to walk in through the garage. The floors were littered with stuff, literally all kinds, from garage tools to kids' nappies.
Dirty nappies.
Yeah.
So who called you in? The family?
The mother of the girl called me in because the mother was scared that the children would be taken away by social welfare. So I was called in, and the lady was very sort of, is this the worst you have seen? And she was almost proud of it, which was like scary. And one tries not to judge, and you try not to say, oh my gosh, what am I letting myself in for here? And it was summer, and I was wearing sandals, and the next minute, I stood in a wet pants.
Yeah, man.
Oh!
Yeah, and it wasn't. Lordy. And I said, couldn't help myself, and I just said, oh, this is so gross. And the reaction was, do you really think this is gross? Mm. Don't you think we should get a TV show to come and film this? And I said to you, are you serious? Do you want...
She was like proud of it.
Yeah, she was sort of... Sounds like it was really weird.
It actually sounds like the welfare should have gone to that place.
Yeah, long story short, I actually never finished there because it was so bad. That first day I said to her, please collect all the laundry, because the laundry was all over the show. She couldn't wash her laundry anymore in the laundry because it was just, you couldn't even get to the washing machine anymore. So she took her laundry to the laundrette to have washed. She came back with black bags.
Mm.
And then she couldn't get to the cupboard to put the stuff away. So she would tear open the black bag, take out the clothes that they needed, and it just spilled back into the mess.
Did you call that hoarding, though?
No, I would say, almost more messy.
Yeah.
Hoarding is different. Hoarding is when you collect all kinds of things, like you spoke earlier on about the butter dishes, where you keep stuff which you think you might use it again, or you keep stuff because you are afraid you will never get it again.
That's what I do. I got documents like from my, I think from grade 2. Still got documents
no,
from then.
No, you must be joking.
I do.
Why?
From grade 2.
Money.
Maybe I'll need it again. I don't know.
Maybe no, for content. Your CV.
No, for content. Who knows?
Yeah, perhaps if you want to write
story.
A book.
Yeah.
Yes. I did write a book. And when I wrote the book, I was so happy that I kept those things.
Oh. No.
Yes.
I don't believe that.
I did write a book.
No, I believe that you wrote the book. Yeah. But that you were happy that you kept the stuff. Did you actually refer to it?
Okay, I'm lying, actually. I was also lying about the spoons. I'm sorry, that's my other problem. I'm a pathological liar.
You need a different specialist for that.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.